Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Maxa. We're celebrating our 25th anniversary on the air this weekend with a couple of great guests, Wayne Cotto and Luis Almeida from CCA California, talking fishing and talking about how we can keep our rights to go fishing in the future by being partnered with CCA.
What an opportunity to talk to the guys to make it that are making it happen every weekend, every show, every time these guys are out there kicking butt, and it's it. I mean, it's for all of us, and we all get to be a part of it, and we all get to benefit from it. And there's a lot of very cool opportunities to be involved with CCA, and it's easy to do. And one of those really cool ones is that cool event that's coming up here October the 1st, the Craft Beer and Food Festival. And one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to get to go to that. And I want you to mention that again too, Pete. I think how cool that is. It's a $50 ticket, and this isn't just a ticket that's getting given away. Your $50 is going into that because Lewis pulled the $50 out of his pocket to buy somebody a ticket that's going to get right to go enjoy that food.
And that includes a $30 membership to CCA, so you will be a member of CCA when you come to the Craft Beer and Food Festival and enjoy some good camaraderie and some good beer and food and stuff like that. It's going to be food trucks and beer people there. It's going to be a fun.
We'll have craft beer vendors there. We'll be pouring beer, and then
lots of good giveaways, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I can't wait for that. It'll October 1st,
yep,
at the Portuguese Hall on Shelter Island. Going
to
be fun.
So in addition to that, at the end of the show today, we're also giving away another really killer prize, and that's a 3/4 day trip to go fishing on the brand new Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. And then with your 3/4 day trip on the Liberty, you're going to get a 6-pack of those awesome Live Deception jigs, courtesy of our friends at Ahi USA. A really cool pack of jigs, which are probably one of the nicest dart style jigs on the market. Awesome finish, really good hooks, really good rings, very, very cool pack of hooks from our friends at Ahi USA.
Yeah, and those yellowfin are biting.
Wouldn't doubt that a bit. They're the perfect anchovy size. They look exactly what all those fish are eating, those big balls of chove. So really cool, good timing on a 6-pack of jigs that you can use on your trip on the Liberty. And if that wasn't enough, you're also going to get a 1-year membership to CCA California. What a cool prize. Again, you want to get your shot at all that stuff, the Craft Beer and Food Festival on October the 1st, or that great package with a 3/4 day trip, the jigs, and the 1-year membership, give us a call this morning, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090, or you can reach us toll-free, and that toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. With that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our FishDope.com catch report, which today is sponsored in part by the best in the business, Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. Once you try them, you will be hooked. They'll fillet, they'll vacuum pack your fish, all exactly to your specs, as well as offer the best smoked fish and jerky and those famous tuna burgers. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or just see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. And
I took my fish into my yellowfin into Fisherman's Processing. It's unbelievable.
The best,
you know, I've had kind of a dry season here, so it's been a while since I've visited Sean and the guys over there. But finally brought them some, we ate it up last night. It's just, they do such a good job.
It's the final treatment. You can do everything you want. You can do all your planning. You can get lucky and catch your fish. You can take all the proper care of your fish, which I'm sure you do, spiking and bleeding and well ice and everything. That's the final touch of premium care.
And you open the package and you put it on the grill.
Yeah, it's table ready.
It's table ready.
No bloodline, no trimming.
Or have them do some of the smoke for you.
Oh, the smoke is so good.
Their smoke is good.
Yeah, it's so good. Hey, let's go start with our private boater buddy, Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete, Ricky, Wayne, Lewis. Hey, Pete, 25 years, buddy.
How about that? And you have been here for 24 of those, I believe, right?
20, 24 and a half, so that probably makes me one of your more well-seasoned reporters.
You're the,
very seasoned.
You are the most seasoned reporter, Mark. You are number one on the list of that seasoned reporter. You, then Cass. I mean, nobody does has a longer tenure with Let's Talk Hookup than Mark Wish at Pacific Edge.
Got it.
And thank you for that,
Mark. And it has gone so fast. It's just crazy.
I know.
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Hard to believe. But, hey, guys, no secret that our outstanding tuna fishing continues, and now we've got some new dimensions developing. That's good news. So I want to start at San Clemente Island because I just have to talk about that unbelievable setup off China Point there. I mean, just looking at that whole fleet anchored up and, you know, 30, 40, 50 fathoms, everybody pulling on fish here the other day. It was just crazy. The average fish, 70 pounds, I'd say, some bigger. I managed to snag one that was 95 pounds on 30 pound in 24 minutes. So, and I was out there in that bad weather. That was fun stuff. But the exception does not prove the rule, guy. You definitely will get bit on that 30, but you're going to lose a lot of that bigger grade fish. Perfect outfit, I think, is more like a Talca 12, 65 Power Pro, little short top shot, a 40-pound fluorocarbon, and a 1-0 ringed hook there. You can either use a ring or the way I like to do it is tie a loop with a figure-eight knot, kind of a hard knot to tie, but once you get it, it's perfect and super stealthy. And the amount of fish there and the size of the area is just absolutely staggering. I hope it lasts a really long time. There's a lot of bait there. Conditions stay stable. That stuff might be around for a little long time. We'll see. And now there's more of that yellowfin pushing in. New bunch of fish moved up here close to home. And they're biting, but they're stealthy. They've probably been hanging out with their cousins, those bluefins. You know, those guys are notoriously hard to hook. And these yellowfin are acting a little bit like that. But that area is outside the 9. Probably the epicenter is like between the 182 and the 302 in there like that. And it's a good grade of fish, 15 to 25 pounds. A few bigger ones mixed in. But, man, it's a light line bite. The guys are doing best. 20-pound fluorocarbon, number 2 hook, and that hot bait, of course. And don't forget that yellowfin really like those chunks. They bite the chunks just fine, and sometimes they bite them even better than a live bait, I think. So give that a shot. But that's been fun fishing for the guys the last couple days there. And for the marlin guys, man, it's a different year. Nothing like last year. The fish are around, but they're scattered. There's some on the 43, some 2 to 4 off pyramid, a few around the 289, and up above the west end of Catalina, that 125 to 172, there's a break there. It's got some fish on it. Even in the steamer lanes out in front of Palos Verdes, there was some fish the other day here. And, of course, the famous Osborne Bank. This is tournament season, guys. A lot of the marlin guys are finding the fish. They're not talking too much about it. It's a little hard to dig up the info. But there's definitely some fish around, and September is typically our best month. And then shifting gears totally, instead of going offshore, I'm going to go catch some calico bass like Benny was talking about.
Yeah.
That sounded fun.
That sounds really fun, Mark. Well, of course, fishdope.com, I mentioned it. You know, Danny had the dope. Put me on the fish, and he puts a lot of people on fish, as Mark does. He reports, and Dave reports. You get them because of inside info right now. It hasn't been an easy season.
Mm-mm.
You got to have the inside, and Fish Dope is your inside info. And you can save $20 on a new membership. You want to get a membership right now to last 365 days. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, in the code box. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete. Our store is on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger in Huntington Beach. The phone number is 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And it's just getting better and better still. It's crazy, man.
It is. It's our time of the year, September, October, man. And, Mark, thanks again for 24 and a half years with Let's Talk Hookup, and we'll look forward to many more.
Man, I tell you, it's been great the whole time. So see you guys. Go fishing, man.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that.
All right. Let's head all the way up to Angoon, Alaska, to the beautiful Whalers Cove. Talk to Captain John on the line. What's up, John?
Well, have you heard about that hurricane that hit Hawaii last week?
Yes.
It did.
Well, it came our way
yesterday.
And I just want to tell you, the lodge did fantastic. They really broke out all the stops, and they got a bunch of people upriver. Normally you take 6 people to this one spot. We had a whole bunch of people that kind of had a party up there catching coho. But we still had saltwater boats go out, even though it was gale force, and we had boats go out and catch halibut and rockfish. And that's the beauty of this place. You know, the lodge adapts even when you've got weather that nobody else would have been able to deal with because of our location. the lodge dealt with it. And there was a few people that stayed at the lodge and played games, and they had all kinds of special activities. But that's why Whalers Cove is so special in the location where we're at. Even during the worst weather, we were able to go out and catch fish. So
that's pretty amazing. And I guess that fishing upriver right now is on fire, huh?
Oh, yeah. You know, lots of big coho. You know, they're up there to do their business, and you throw something at them, and they're going to bite it. And some don't bite, but, it's spectacular. Today, our last of the season guests are leaving on the catamaran, and we will officially be closed this afternoon. But Jay just handed me a paper, and he said, for your Let's Talk Hookup guys that are booking for your trip, he's going to extend their special rate until Thursday, September 15th. That's when the lodge gets buttoned up and he leaves and won't be answering the phone. So if your guys want to take advantage of that special price, they've got until September 15th. And I know you don't have very many spots left, do you?
No, we don't have, especially on the four-day that I'll be hosting. The three-day has a few spots left. That Ricky will be hosting next August, prime time for ocean as well as the freshwater fishing at Whalers Cove. And that price can save you some bucks. So this Thursday, he was going to end today, but this Thursday is going to be the last of it. So you better take advantage of it. Call Jay and book your spot and grab a spot and take advantage of this year's prices before they go up on Thursday, right?
That's right, and they can call Jay at 1-800-423-3123. Again, that's 1-800-423-3123, and they can also go online if they can't remember the phone number, if they're driving, couldn't write it down, whalerscovelodge.com. It's simple. The name of the lodge.com, whalerscovelodge.com. You can get the phone number off the website. You can take a look at what we have to offer. There's a lot there. There's also a YouTube channel. You can check out some video. But this is a place to be. It's just awesome up here.
You're going to miss it, aren't you? I mean, you got to go home now, right?
Yeah, but, you know, I get to go home to my lovely wife and my dog, Piper. So I'm going to go home. I'm going to rest for a day, and then I'm taking my boat out fishing. What else?
Nice.
Good for you.
That's
all
cool,
right,
John.
And I might add, too, Captain John's boat is available, surprisingly, for that four-day of our Let's Talk hookup trip next week. So you want to fish with Captain John. He's a great guy, great fisherman, and he is available. So you could, if you book it, say, I want to fish with John. And you'll be able to go. Thanks for a full season of great reports from Whalers Cove, John. And have a great fall and winter. And we'll be checking back in with you next summer.
All right. Next June or so.
Yes,
thanks
indeed.
For everything, John.
Thanks, John. Appreciate
all right,
that very much.
All right. Well, hey, let's continue with our catch report. Head on down to San Diego. Over to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to the guy at the place where they're always biting. And that's C4th. What's up, Marcos?
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Very good. Now, I want to. While we're reflecting on our 25 years, I got to say, Marcos, how many years have you been doing the reports on Let's Talk Hookup?
Let's see. I started at C4th in 97, I believe it was.
Yeah.
So I've been here for about 19 years. I didn't start right away, so I'd say at least 15.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. Yeah,
no doubt. Then before you was the famous Patrick O'Leary.
Yeah.
Remember Patrick?
Oh, yeah, he was a little bit before my time, but Victor took over after him. Victor was here for a while.
Victor did a good job, but we had Patrick, then Victor, then, of course, Marco's been there the longest of 15 years. So thanks for all those years of great, great reports, and we hope they continue.
Marco's from the radio.
Marco's, that's Marco's from the radio.
Don't forget about John showing in occasionally.
Oh, yeah, John Yamani. Yeah,
he filled in. He filled in sometimes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, we definitely had some good fishing this week, kind of continuation of what we saw last week. Still seeing that yellowfin on the three-quarter day, actually very good yellowfin fishing on the three-quarter day. And it's not that giant fish, but they're catching a lot more. Yesterday, the San Diego and the Sea Watch, between the two of them, 88 anglers had 153 yellowfin. Most of those fish are in that kind of 18 to 30-pound range, so that's some great fishing. And, again, this is fairly recent. Like I'm talking about, you know, how long we've been doing this. It hasn't been until the last few years that you're catching yellowfin and people are expecting it on a three-quarter day, and that's kind of normal. And the great thing with both of those boats is they both have a fish hold on there, so your fish stay fresh on there. So great three-quarter day fishing. The overnight, same thing, lots of yellowfin on there. Earlier in the week, they're still seeing some of that bluefin on some of those trips, some of that bigger fish, but a lot of that yellowfin also, so definitely options there. The half day is definitely picking back up. I know we had a little downturn there. You know, we had some great calico bass fishing this summer, some of the best calico bass fishing we've had in a while, especially since that size limit went up. And then kind of dropped off a bit. The water cooled off, started catching rockfish, starting to catch bass again. Starting to see yellowtail on that trip again. A couple days ago, they had 9 yellowtail, a couple bonita, some good calico bass fishing. Yesterday afternoon, 52 yellowtail, 4 bonita, and 1 barracuda on the afternoon half day. So hopefully that's a sign of things to come here. And one thing we've learned is that September, October is usually pretty good fishing. Everybody's done with vacation except the fish. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our half days up there. Great rock fishing in the morning. Like I said, there's been some great yellowtail fishing in the afternoon. 3-quarter day trips, we're running as often as we can there. We've got a couple boats we can put online when it starts overflowing there. Those overnight trips, all on the website. You can make your reservations straight online there. You can call us at the office, 619-224-3383. Or you can come down and visit and have one of those Rock Cod Rick breakfast burritos.
Oh, I mean, sounds so good.
Speaking of the big deal, Marcos, if Marcos wasn't there, nobody would have rallied for that Rock Cod Rick breakfast
burrito.
I mean, I mean, that's like the pinnacle of my celebrity status.
You know,
burrito.
Have you ever come down and signed one of the menus and made framed it up there, you know, put your picture next to it?
I think it's a great idea, Marcos. I'm not going to lie. I love the idea.
Yeah, well, we'll take a picture.
What's the deal on that? You got to take a little autographed copy of the picture.
I love it.
Breakfast burrito.
I love it, man.
Next time, you know.
Go there, right?
People can have their breakfast burrito and take a picture with Rick.
Yeah.
I love it. Marcos, a great report as always, and I share the same sentiments with Pete, man. It's been a rad ride, and you've been, I mean, the most reliable, awesome catch reports. Always great to see you and all the boys at Seaforth, and I've never had more fun giving a hard time to somebody that's worked at a landing as Marcos. And we sure have a great time.
And
we sure appreciate all the hard work and effort you put into it.
You bet. A fantastic landing and a great place to go fishing and buy your tackle.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Second best place to buy your tackle.
Yeah. Thanks, Marcos. Talk to
you next week.
See you, buddy.
All right. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial is out fishing today.
Attaboy.
So he won't be here giving us the Northern Baja report, so that is our catch report today.
You got it, man. Well, we're wrapping it up, and today it was sponsored by Terrafin. Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charge. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas just by using Terrafin. Now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest charge before you leave for all the information. It's right there for you when you're fishing. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
Hey, forgot to mention the Mammoth Lakes fishing report, and you know, this is the autumn time up there. The trees are starting to turn. The best time to be in Mammoth Lakes. And also, the big fish start to migrate up the upper Owens River for the fall spawn, and you see these giant steelhead-sized rainbow trout,
so
brown trout in those rivers. They're tough to catch, but boy, if you catch one, it's pretty amazing. But really, really good. So the hot tip this week from Josh at Mammoth Lakes is to fish the inlets at the lakes where the largest concentration of fish are going to be, because those fish are kind of natural instincts, want to migrate up the river. So fish those inlets on the lakes, and you'll have great success up at Mammoth Lakes. Let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
Jam-packed, they definitely are. Let's talk to Lou, who's calling us from Fullerton this morning. Lou, good morning. Thanks for hanging in there with us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Wayne. Another beautiful show, guys. Another one.
Thanks, Lou.
Pete, just want to congratulate you. I remember when you guys had the one-hour show and you had Grover with you. And what was the other fellow's name, Pete?
Paul.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, that's a long time.
You're going back, Lou.
Yeah, way back. Yeah, and we don't want to also, we want to throw, yeah, we want to throw recognition out to the cowboy, Gary Vanderlyke, who coined the name.
Yeah,
Let's Talk Hookup. He's the man that invented the name.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yep, the cowboy did it.
That's a good call. Good on you, cowboy.
Let's do another 25, huh?
Yeah.
I like it, Lou.
So. All right, Lou.
I like it, too. Good luck, fellas.
Thanks, Lou. Thanks for being there for us. Thanks a lot for the call.
Brett in Winchester, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Congratulations on your 25th.
Thank you.
Hey, I got a question for the CCA guys. How are you communicating with us when we join? Newsletter, emails, texting?
Good question.
We do all of that. We actually put out newsletters. We email them out. We put out hard copy. We go out on Facebook. We go to meetings. I'm all over the place right now.
Wayne is relentless. He is everywhere. He is everywhere.
Yeah. My wife doesn't appreciate
this. Are we getting a monthly newsletter or a weekly newsletter or what?
No, we don't want to spam you guys out too hard, so we try to make it more informational and timely. So it's not on a regular basis yet. Hopefully we get to a quarterly newsletter minimum. But again, I don't want to spam you out because then you guys don't read it and it's not effective use of the media. So we try to put it out as on an ad needs basis. We just put one out a couple of weeks ago to all the members, telling them what's going on.
But one of the cool things of being a part of CCA is that national magazine, Tide.
The Tide.
The Tide is such a cool magazine.
Comes out every other month. We participate in articles in it. It tells you about all of the conservation efforts nationally. Every state has input into the articles.
And that's part of the membership. You get a you get a subscription to Tide.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which is really amazing.
Hey, I also had a tackle question here.
Go for it.
When we're going from spectra to mono to fluoro, what's the guidelines for tying, 50 spectra to 40 mono to, say, 30 fluoro? How far can we go? Can we go 20 pounds, 10 pounds? What do we try to stay within? How secure is that not going to be when we go to 20 pounds difference in between them?
It's a good question, and there are definitely different knots that are better for joining lines of different sizes. And the closer you can stay in line diameter, the more effective your knot typically is going to be. And when you're tying two knots of greater line size, the more wraps that you do will usually aid in your knot strength. And wrapping with the skinnier line typically is better than wrapping with the bulkier line. Sometimes those factors don't apply, but typically those are all things that are of general difference. Like an Albright knot is a knot that's maybe a little bulkier and not as strong as some other ones, but it's really good at joining different line sizes. Like when you were marlin fishing and you typically fish a 30-pound main line, but you're tying it to a 125-pound leader, we choose an Albright because it's a good, greatly differing diameter size knot. So there's not a general rule, but if you could stay within 20 pounds, then just about any good line-to-line knot would work just fine for you. And there's a lot of them that work really good. You just got to find one that is a high-percentage knot that you can tie with confidence and tie correctly.
What do you use?
I use for Spectra to Mono, I use the John Collins knot, the same one that's available on our website, on our YouTube channel. It's easy, it's fast, it's small, it's skinny, and when I'm joining to like a mono to a fluorocarbon, I typically just use a back-to-back uni knot or an Albright if I'm differing in line size.
All right. If it's a vast difference.
Exactly, yeah.
Albright.
Yeah, if it's more than, say, 30 pounds or something.
With how many turns on the Albright?
Like 10, 11, okay. Something like that. I don't really count it. I try to make it, about a quarter of an inch long, like a good knot size, as long as I know there's enough wraps in there and it's not too short, it's not too long. Just kind of eyeball it.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we're going to jump back into the phones here. This time we're going to talk to Ed. Ed's calling us from Mira Mesa. Good morning, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. Just want to tell you a happy anniversary for you guys. And I have a question for the CCA guys.
Go ahead.
What had happened, we lost a boat, the Invicta over at the Coronado Islands. And I guess there was, something going on with one of the crewmen or something on that. What I was wondering, we're going out on these boats and that, and is there some kind of drug testing, alcohol testing for the crew before we leave on those things?
Absolutely. When it comes to the sport fishing fleet, CCA California really doesn't oversee the sport fishing fleet. They have an organization called SAC that represents that. We represent mainly the saltwater anglers that are all fishing on those vessels. But as far as what your question is, as far as the legality, Coast Guard makes them test all their crew.
Oh, yeah.
It's random testing.
For sure. And, on the situation with the Invicta, I'm gonna relate to and relate to what the TSA says. If you see something, say something. And I think people are human beings. Things happen on boats. Unfortunately, we have the largest, most modern, best sport fishing fleet in the world here in Southern California, and this is such a rare incidence of what happened with that boat. But if you see something that doesn't seem right, you got to say something.
Right.
And if it's a matter of picking up the radio and calling Channel 16, if you feel that something's wrong, you got to say something if you think something's wrong, because something was very wrong on that
boat.
Yeah,
we all have to be vigilant no matter where we are, whether it's a sport fishing boat, our private boat, whatever. It's all up for our own safety. So whether that is somebody doing something wrong or you see a practice that you don't make sense, question it. That's our responsibility.
Yeah.
Plenty of channels you can go through. You can go to the number one operator on the boat. You can go to the owner of the boat. You can go to the landing. You can go to the Coast Guard. There's a lot of channels that you can, you can make that happen through.
Basically, the number one operator, you know, is probably the first guy you want to go to if you see a situation like that. So just so people know that the operator, they hit the island, and apparently the operator was intoxicated and blew a breathalyzer that was way over the top and fell asleep or something.
Who knows?
The investigation's still going on, but hard to believe that maybe one of the passengers didn't kind of pick that up. I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah.
You know, everybody's down below in the middle of the night sleeping. You don't know what's happening up in the wheelhouse sometimes.
But you said it best. We have the most modern fleet where instances like this are just the rarest of rare. And Coast Guard does do absolute random testing. I mean, that's the best for it. I mean, the guys literally do not know until it's time for them to be tested, and it happens all the time. And they're held to strict regulations. And you know, and I mean, it's a bad thing that happened, but look at the good things that did happen. The boat had a tragic accident, and there were just 25 or 30 passengers on board. Every one of them got off safely. They all go through drills on life-saving. I mean, to be a crew member on one of these boats, you have to have life-saving certificates. You have to have drills. People have to know how to issue life-saving equipment and rafts and how you get off in an organized fashion. And I mean, it's a really bad thing that did happen, but there was a lot of people asleep in a dark bunkhouse, and every one of them was got off that boat safely. And,
yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that our crews go through to ensure our safety on
and
the water.
And hats off to the boat that came and saved them.
Absolutely.
Too. Boy, they risked their own vessel to save those people. And that's
more ways than one.
Yeah.
You know the whole story, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had to get into a sticky situation with that boat to pull away from the island in the current.
Yeah. There was a lot of current, a lot of swell, and they were right up against the rocks.
Right.
And
then they lost one of their mains, get tied up in some of the rope and stuff. So.
Really?
Yeah, so they were under one main.
Wow. Yeah. No, it was a nasty situation, but fortunately that's such a rare, rare occurrence. It just, I don't know that we, you know, you and that's, again, you fish the quality operations like you have in a lot of the Southern California landings. That's just not a likely scenario. So very, very sad scenario. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into the phone. Actually, we're going to take a real quick break, and we do come back. We got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming. We got more of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. It's on the Mighty 1090.
It's time to get outside on the east side and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the fall colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
It's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar on your next fishing trip. Be sure to get the Power Pro Advantage. The Power Pro Advantage for this light line fishing yellowfin tuna is enormous. Enormous.
This is all about getting your bait to swim better. That's what the whole light line, small hook thing is. It's so that your bait swims better. It's not that the fish can see the line less. It's so that there's less drag in the water. Talk about giving yourself that advantage. Fishing a light Power Pro, 50-pound Power Pro, 30-pound Power Pro, attaching it to that 20-pound Tatsu fluorocarbon and a small hook, that's giving your bait the very best presentation possible. And if you're on a sport boat and you're doing that, think about how much better your bait is swimming to the guy next to you. It is an advantage with Power Pro because your diameter is smaller and your bait swims better.
And the knots tie easier with Power Pro. You use that John Collins knot or a back-to-back uni to make that connection. You have a solid connection. That is Power Pro at your favorite tackle store, or check out powerpro.com.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Yeah, big Aztecs game tonight.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, big test for them. And they're looking good. Yeah, looking really good. And you can hear it right here on the Mighty 1090 tonight. Live as it happens, we have Lewis and Wayne from CCA California having a good time talking fishing, talking about the craft beer and food fest coming up October 1st at Portuguese Hall on Shelter Island. Wayne, give us an example of some of the giveaways that are happening at this event.
Well, a little teaser that
so
we can...
all part of the ticket, all part of that $50 ticket. You get a membership, $30 membership to CCA. If you already have a membership to CCA, it just extends your membership, right?
Absolutely. It goes right to the end of your membership.
And end of your membership. So if you already have one, don't worry. You're just going to get your membership extended. And then you get the food and the beer as part of the ticket, right?
Absolutely.
And then all these prizes that Wayne and Lewis are putting together, give us some examples.
Yeah, on our raffle prizes and our live auction, we're going to have things like Ali from Fish Dope and BD Outdoors. A three-hour trip on the spotter plane for the live auction.
Oh, no way. That's way cool.
That's cool.
I mean, he gets calls every day of people wanting to go up on that spotter plane. So we're going to actually raffle one off.
That is cool.
We're going to have two five-year Fish Dope subscriptions.
5 years.
5 year.
That's like
$845.
Okay,
yeah. That is cool.
And even better than that, Ali's putting up his Tuna Jihad boat for a 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. trip. Now, this is the boat that got that 274 for the Accurate team.
I've been fishing on Tuna Jihad with Ali. He's a damn good fisherman, and that's a beautiful boat.
Hardcore.
That's awesome. Used to be Mark Wish's boat.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Innovator. Yeah.
On top of that, we got trips on the Malahini and the Liberty. I mean, how can you go wrong with a trip on the Liberty right now?
Oh, boy.
I mean, they're on fire.
And then tackle giveaways. A ton of tackle giveaway.
Tackle and Ingle coolers, Costa Del Mar sunglasses, Daiwa rods, Penn, Berkeley. Just keep going. Shimano,
so
Okuma,
cool.
AFCO. AFCO, great sponsor.
Yeah. So you could come to this event and walk away not only full of beer and good food, but also walk away some great prizes.
Absolutely.
How cool is that trip with a spotter plane? What a great idea. That would be awesome to see.
Fun. So October 1st, how do we get tickets?
You can go on to Eventbrite, CCA of Cal SD, and purchase them. You can get a hold of Louis Almeida at 760-585-6357 or email him at lewis.almeida.jr@gmail.com. Or you can always go up on our website and look us up there.
Okay, so ccacal.org is the main website.
ccacalifornia.org.
ccacalifornia.org. Can we link that online ticket purchase through the general website?
We will.
Thank you very much, Wayne. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay, because but for right now, it's ccaofcalsd.eventbrite.com. That's too complicated.
Yeah, just go to the Facebook. CCA, the Facebook page Facebook has a link.
Page. Yeah, the Facebook page has the link for the flyer, which gives you the Eventbrite.
Okay. Link, very good. All right, let's jump back on those jam-packed phones.
Well, jam-packed, they definitely are. Let's jump right back into them and talk to Paul calling us from El Cajon. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, hey, good morning, everybody. I just wanted Pete to say thank you for the last 25 years. I've been a very regular listener, and I remember back 25 years ago. I'm 40 now, so I was 15 back then.
Wow.
And I remember religiously every weekend listening with my dad in the morning while he had a cup of coffee and I had a bowl of Cheerios.
Wow,
yeah, that's rad.
That was our routine for years and years and years, and it stuck with me, and I've been listening ever since. So I just wanted to personally say thank you for helping create some memories with me and my dad, who's passed away a few years ago. But I still enjoy listening to you guys every weekend. So I just wanted to say thanks and congratulations.
Nice words. Thank you very much, Paul. Sure appreciate that, and appreciate you being a part of Let's Talk Hookup.
I mean, I share the same sentiments with Paul. I mean, that's well before I ever did this. That's what Dad and I did. That was our ritual. I know exactly what Paul's talking about. I used to get up on the weekends with Dad and listen to the radio show and watch fishing TV shows. I mean, that's well before I was in high school or started working, and that's how I got my how I got my first jobs. And
tell the story about how you ended up coming in here and answering our phones.
So I was in junior high, and same deal. Dad and I used to always listen to the radio show on the weekends, and we had a big school project, like an English-type project, and one of the things that we had to do was do an interview with somebody who was in the field of what your subject was. And any time I could choose a subject on any type of report, there's always something stupid to do with fishing. And so I did mine on fishing, and I called Pete and asked if I could do an interview with him for a school project. Pete was, as he always is, super gracious, and absolutely, come on in. So I got to go into the studio with you and Marty, which is like the biggest deal in the world. And I was
that's when we were down on Pacific Highway, down on at that old studio.
Yep, old studio on Pacific Highway. I was in 7th or 8th grade, and it was you and Marty and Fred and Bart Hall were the guests on the show today. This was like the biggest deal in the world for me. Like, you have no idea. I was crazy kid into fishing, and that's where I originally got to go in and meet you guys and got to do an interview and ask a bunch of questions about fishing stuff, and super cool. And that's where I initially got to check out the show for the first time. And then Fred Hall show, and Dad and I used to go on the Let's Talk Hookup fishing trips. And then, you needed a phone screener who at the time was going on a fishing trip, needed somebody to fill in. So Pete called Dad first, knowing that he would need to get my butt up at 4 o'clock in the morning so he could go on and do the radio shows. And Dad, as we said at the beginning of the show, was super cool and would drive me in on the weekends before I had a driver's license. And it snowballed from there. It's been the raddest ride a guy could ever have. It's been the funnest thing you could ever imagine.
And then as from the phone screener, when I used to leave, Marty didn't like doing the show by himself.
Marty had no problem doing the show by himself, but he hated pushing the button.
Yeah.
He hated
he didn't like it. Yeah. So whenever I'd leave, I always put Rock Hard Rick in with Marty.
Yeah.
And when you were like 15, 16 years old, you used to co-host with Marty.
And I would sit in the Pete chair, and I would literally do very little other than just push the buttons and bring the phone calls
and
up
answer
or down.
The tackle questions.
And answer the tackle questions.
Yeah. And answer the tackle questions. Because Marty didn't really know the tackle. And then when Marty had to retire due to the health issues, you slid into that seat, and it's been a great ride ever since.
I'm so
very thankful for that.
I'm humbled and stoked, and I just couldn't imagine anything else. And I know that I'm the luckiest dude in the world that gets to do this every weekend.
No, me.
I love it. That's the truth.
Yeah,
man. I love it.
I'm the luckiest guy in the world, for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and thanks a lot.
Paul. That was really
nice
cool you to
there,
say.
Paul. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Well, let's jump right back into it. And this time we're going to talk to Bob, calling us from Santee this morning. Good morning, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Bob.
two big things happened in 1992. I started, first of all, I met my wife, my soon-to-be wife, and I started listening to Let's Talk Hookup. And it's been unbelievable. You guys have made me a way better fisherman than I think I ever would have been. As little as I get to go fishing, you know, you guys give me all the info I need.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome, Bob. Nice of you to say, buddy.
And that was a pretty cool story there, Rick, about you and your dad and everything else and him, you know, getting you started on this. My question for Wayne, though, is California's MLPA and MPA, is there still litigation going on with all of the closed-off areas and everything else, or is everything pretty much set in stone, or is there going to be, like, reviews after so many years of all of the closed areas?
All right, that's a great question. Actually, it's a two-part question. The litigation is done. We were not successful. United Anglers was not successful in litigating that, unfortunately. That was one of the downfalls of United Anglers. It cost them too much money, and unfortunately, they couldn't sustain that. Second part is the MLMA. It just got renewed at the commission meeting last month, and unfortunately, the 10-year scientific review cycle did get passed with that. We were unsuccessful in trying to keep that at 5 years. So that's the answer to the two-part question.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, thanks for all your years of support. I know you're one of our big supporters, always come out to all the events, and we really appreciate your support and Let's Talk Hookup here. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, another great outfit that's been supporting Let's Talk Hookup for a long time is Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information. You can always find out who the guests are every week in Western Outdoor News. This week, the long-range variety pack is the headline there. A lot of good stuff on showing wahoo and tuna and stuff from the long-range fleet. So check it out every week. This week, Western Outdoor News.
All right, well, let's jump right back into the phone. Sam in Irvine, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Sam.
Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Long-time listener as well. Been listening for probably most of the 25 years.
Thank you.
That's awesome, Sam.
My question for the CCA rep is, you know, do you have, like, a voter's guide or anything like that? Are you guys putting stuff like that together? I know the NRA does, and, you know, it's amazing how many people are just uneducated on who is trying to take their rights and, the organizations that support, our right to fish versus those that are trying to take that away from us. You know, a lot of people are really ignorant, and they just vote on, like, buzzwords and catchphrases and things like that.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Unfortunately, we haven't gotten that organized yet to be able to put a voter's guide together. I know
Don't
the
they
NRA,
do it in other states?
They do in Texas and Florida, I believe.
In Texas and Florida.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I mean, I hate to say it. I'm not a guy that votes on buzzwords, but I don't know every single thing about every candidate that's on the ballot. I mean, I'd love something that just said, you're not telling a guy who to vote for, but you certainly just, you know, hey, this guy has been in support of what we've done, or even the opposite. This guy has been opposed to the things that we've done. I mean, you're not saying vote this guy, vote that guy, but just an awareness thing. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, like don't vote for Jerry Brown.
There you go.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't need a hand on that one, but thanks.
but no, it's a very good idea, voter's guide. And I know NRA does that, so... it's all about the politicians. So.
Yeah, down here, Michael Schwartz with the Second Amendment, he does the Voters Guide for San Diego. I know that to support the Second Amendment rights. We haven't quite gotten there yet for CCA, but that's a great idea. I'm looking forward to trying to put that together.
A lot to do, Wayne.
Yeah. In my spare time.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Sam.
Hills in Ventura, you're up next on Let's Talk Cookup. What's up, Hills?
Hey, good morning, guys. Pete, Rick. And Lewis and Wayne, congratulations, Pete and Rick, on the show. Fishing is a gentleman's sport, and you guys keep the level of discourse very high. And all the vendors that are associated with you are only top quality. You know, over the years, if you see who are the sponsors, there are no bad sponsors. They're all quality, and so it's just a great show.
Thank you, Hills. And that's one thing, while you're on that subject, that's one thing Rick and I are very strict about, and that is we're not going to advertise or promote, because everybody that advertises on this show, we're basically representing them. We're not going to promote or advertise for somebody that we don't believe in.
I want to say something real quick to that. You guys behind the speakers on the radio would have no idea. I have seen Pete turn down very good financial opportunities because they're not a top-rate thing or they're not the right thing to do. I mean, I've witnessed people with a lot of money say, hey, we want you to promote this, and watched them turn it down because integrity is a really big part of it. And you can't represent something that you don't believe in. You can't do it the right way. And, I mean, I've watched you walk away from big financial gains because it's not the right thing to do. And we are so lucky that everybody that's a sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup, whether it's Tackle or Trip or Place or Boat or whatever, they're the best in the business. And we're super, super fortunate to have those guys on our back.
Yeah, thanks for saying that, Rick.
Nice. Hey, so I had an idea that, you know, a humble idea that, but it's a crossover idea. As a surfer, I know that, especially traveling surfers, all surfers are fishermen, basically. I think it might come from being really hungry in Indonesia or Hawaii or Mexico, but I feel like that a lot of people join organizations to kind of to be cool or to be part of something that they think is the right thing to do. And surfing crosses over with fishing very well. And I just want to, and this is kind of crazy because I didn't ask him, but I'd like to nominate Al Merrick to be on a magazine ad in Surfing or Surfer. He rigs up at my local tackle shop, Eric's Tackle, and he is a rabid fisherman. And that a lot of fishermen may not know, he builds Channel Island surfboards, and it's arguably the biggest surfboard maker in the world. And, you know, these people are fishermen, and they are famous, and people admire them. And I would just love to see ads with spokespeople.
Maybe Hills can be start a new CCA Ventura chapter.
Well, that's a great segue because we're in the process of trying to start a Ventura, maybe Santa Barbara together chapter up there, and we're looking for people to join the board. So get a hold of me and let's connect up.
Yeah, way good fisherman.
I talked to Paul Jenkin, who's the local surf writer guy, because I was concerned about surf riders supporting MLPAs, and he assured me that he is a fisherman.
Yeah.
And that's not part of his...
But here's the deal. Surf rider is way an environmental group. And, I mean, I'm a surfer, you're a surfer, and surf rider is not our friend. Wayne? Any take on that?
Right. Scratch that one.
Yeah.
While we would love to be able to support from all the other groups, and we embrace the other groups, a lot of times on the issues we do not meet head to head because they again want to keep the water pure, so they don't want us in the water with our boats and our tackle and all that other stuff. Unfortunately,
Surfrider is basically a front claiming surfers for an extreme environmental group. Period. That's my take on it.
Yeah, well, that's how I feel about him. That's why I confronted him.
Yeah,
for sure. Okay, good for you, Hills.
All right, good. Yeah, get out.
All good, Hills.
There, Hills. Yeah, there's a lot of great fishermen and surfers up there in Ventura. You could be on the forefront there, Hills. Thanks a lot for the call.
All right, let's jump right back into the phones. Talk to Mike. He's calling us from El Cajon this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's
Talk
Hook Up.
How are you doing, Mike?
Guys, first time ever. I'm talking on the phone without the speakerphone, and I can hear you guys, so that's good. Maybe my hearing getting better. But I just want to say congratulations on 25 years. And as far as the sponsors go, you always got the best sponsors. And the best way us as fishermen can help the show and help the sponsors is to buy their products. But when you're buying their products, anytime you see a rep, you need to let them know that, hey, I listen to Let's Talk Hook Up all the time. I like you guys' products. And I buy it. So that way people do know that the reps, they get the message. They know, hey, this person listens to Let's Talk Hook Up. They love our products. They buy our products so they can connect the marriage and know everything works. Because they see the sales at the end of the year, but they may not know who's buying the stuff.
That's
so
right, Mike.
Getting the word out to them, I think, might help as far as the CCA goes. Rick, you got my phone number. Feel free to give it to him. I'd like to volunteer any way that I can. They can call me anytime, and I'll be there.
Okay, you're on.
There you go, Mike.
You're in. And I'm going to mention something about Mike's wife. probably one of the luckiest people I've ever certainly known. Let me go through the odds of this.
Odds.
She won the Katmai Lodge trip last week. And she also won the Kingfisher Charter trip the year before. We have an average of about 75 people into the drawing every show. when we do the live broadcast. Correct. So she's a 1 in 75 out of times 4, then a 1 in 8 times all those things. The odds are like in the hundreds there that she would win one more time, two in a row.
Grand prize, four different locations, multiple ways of getting
it.
Are you
kidding me?
Unreal odds.
I don't know. So are you going or is she going, Mike? Are you both going?
I don't know. I keep trying to push for both of us to go because next year is our 30th anniversary.
Oh,
Mike, you need to make that happen.
Both should go.
I'm thinking we need to both go.
Oh, yeah. I think you should.
She's good if she likes to fish. She ain't a great fishing woman. But when she gets a fish on, don't get in her way.
This is the place you want to take her because it's great for non-fishing people. The last group we had at Katmai Lodge were mostly non-fishing people, and every day they come up to me and go, thank you so much for bringing me here. This is one of the best experiences of my life. That's good. So hopefully that steers you the right way. Thanks a lot for the call, Mike.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're giving away all kinds of great stuff. See who's going to the craft beer and food festival, who's getting their one-year membership, who's going fishing on the Liberty. Lots of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
As an angler, sun protection is a must, but most sunscreens are greasy, sting your eyes, and contaminate your gear. Sol SunGuard's Blue Water formula has been a pro angler's secret. Imagine a pharmaceutical-grade sunscreen that cannot come off until you wash it off. A sunscreen that's hydrophobic. It actually repels water. And most important, it won't sting your eyes or scent your gear. Here in Southern California, nothing beats the protection of Sol SunGuard Blue Water. Available at Better Tackle stores and at solsunguard.com.
If you're not wearing Maui Jim sunglasses, you're missing plenty. This is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pisser. Fact is, I wouldn't go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. When I wear them, the ocean's true colors come shining through with more contrast and clarity. When it's time to harpoon a big bluefin, I see that fish clearly at that critical time. Maui Jim, seeing is believing. Take it from us on the Wicked Pisser. Try a pair at your local tackle shops or check out MauiJim.com.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, it's time for the big winners, first of which a $50 opportunity that somebody's going to get to go to that awesome craft beer and food festival. Again, it's October 1st, Portuguese Hall, all money going to CCA. That does include a one-year membership. That's going to Wayne in Huntington Beach. Wayne, congratulations. Then the three-quarter-day trip aboard the brand-new Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing, the six-pack of live deception jigs from Aja USA, and a one-year membership to CCA California. That's going to Paul in El Cajon. Paul, congratulations. You're going to love fishing on the Liberty, and you're part of CCA now.
Yeah, indeed, and thank you guys. Thanks first of all, for the hardest working volunteer in the world, Mr. Lewis, I'll make
seriously, Lewis, thank you.
Thank you, Lewis, for all your efforts. I know you do a lot for San Diego Rod and Reel Club. And
no, San Diego Anglers.
San Diego Anglers. Both clubs are great.
Yes, they are.
And, dude, but San Diego Anglers and also for CCA, too.
Thank you.
Sure, appreciate you. All your hard efforts. And you're kind of spearheading this whole San Diego thing with our good friend Steve Pazel, who's out fishing today instead of working. But you'll be kind of heading up that whole craft beer and food festival along with Wayne, right?
I can't wait. Exactly. I'll see you on October.
It's going to be good. Great time.
Yeah,
it's going
to be fun.
And Wayne, give us the details on how we get tickets.
Oh, you can go to Eventbrite, CCA Cal, Cal SD, or go to our website or go to see us on Facebook. CCA California.
Yeah, friend them on Facebook, CCA California, and then get all the details, right?
Right,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right, guys. Thanks a lot for your efforts. And
we're gonna
with guys like you helping us out and all the anglers out there listening to the show, we're going to win this battle.
That's right.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And thank you for listening today. Thanks for all the great comments and stories about our 25 years on the air. You know, it's another day tomorrow. The 25th anniversary continues tomorrow with the one and only Mark Mills from Iowa. I almost said that. Mark Mills has been a part of the show for as long as probably Mark Wish has, too, and in there. And Mark will be part of the actual celebration because we did start on a Sunday on the show. So tomorrow, Mark Mills from Iowa on the show. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow right back here on the Mighty 1090.